Morning Edition continues on WNCW. My name is Paul Foster. Welcome into the Friday feature interview of the week. This week's topic is the nonprofit based in Black Mountain group, Bounty and Soul, including details about tomorrow's event celebrating healthy food access and community partnerships. It's called Veg Out. Our special guest this morning, he's live in studio, Executive Director of Bounty and Soul, and that is Bruce Ganger.
Morning, Paul.
Before we talk about the Veg Out, which is not too many hours from now, Bruce, tell our audience about Bounty and Soul. How did it begin and its purpose?
Yeah, Bounty and Soul began in 2014 in Black Mountain to serve Eastern Buncombe County and Western McDowell County. And it's all about educating folks about a healthier lifestyle and their wellness. We do 5 food distributions a week. We distribute over 7,500 pounds of fresh produce and whole grains. We reach nearly 700 people through these outreach events, and it's food and support for them because these folks come from families and households that are food insecure, meaning they don't know exactly if, how, when they're next going to eat a meal. So the food is an important aspect to this, but it's also about health and wellness classes and educating them about the wellness and how food becomes an enabler. Food almost becomes medication in some ways for some of these individuals that we serve.
Share some details about some of those programs. For instance, I remember something about Produce to the People.
Yeah, Produce to the People are 5 weekly outreach markets where we take our refrigerated truck that is configured to be like a mobile market, and it is full of fresh fruits and vegetables that we have rescued from retail grocers like Publix, Walmart, Sam's Club. It's food that would have otherwise been thrown away because it's not quite to retail quality anymore, but it's still good food. And so we gather that food from growers, farmers, farmers markets, retail grocers, and then 5 times a week we're out in the community distributing this food. That's our Produce to the People program. Coupled with that is a program we call Rooted in Health, which is health and wellness education. It's nutrition education, and we have classes that are conducted at all of our weekly outreach markets as well as cooking demonstrations. So what do you do with a turnip? I don't know. What do you do with a turnip? Well, turnips are pretty good because you can eat the leaves and you can eat the root, the fruit, if you will. For folks who don't know what to do with turnips when they're available from farmers and growers and markets, we provide recipes and we talk to them about the nutritional value of a turnip or an eggplant or tomatoes or potatoes. These Rooted in Health programs are conducted, these classes are conducted to teach people and help educate people about eating better and how that can impact their health. And so the Produce to the People program or the outreach events with the Rooted in Health education becomes a significant part of the role that we play in helping people live healthier lives. And it's interesting, but it's almost a week goes by where we aren't having someone come up to us and say, gosh, I was in and saw my doctor this last week and he took me off my diabetes medicine or my heart medication or my high blood pressure medication, because they've adopted the principles and the education and they've adapted their lifestyle to be a healthier one. So now they are starting to feel the benefits of this. So it's not just handing out food, here you go, hope this helps you, but it's also about nutrition and wellness education that we provide.
Just such an incredible impact of what the organization is doing. I would imagine that it takes a lot of helping hands to continue the ongoing purpose of what Bounty and Soul wants to do. Provide us with some information. I know that you guys have a solid staff that you count on and then numerous partners that you also depend upon.
Right. It's really a situation where it takes a village to address the issue of hunger and food insecurity in the communities we serve. Bounty and Soul has a huge staff of 5 people. There are 2 full-time and 3 part-time people. We have a reliable army of over 130 volunteers, people who come and help. So 5 employees, 130 volunteers, you can see how the work really gets done. And then we have a lot of really strong community partnerships with organizations like the Manna Food Bank and MAHEC and other health-providing organizations. We have physicians and health coaches and others in the community who come and help participate by conducting some of these health and wellness classes. So people are not just getting information from a Bounty and Soul person per se. They're getting some of the latest and best information from some practitioners and clinicians around the community to help them. So partners like Walmart and Sam's Club and Publix are terrific partners for us and very generous donors to our organization in food and in some financial support. The Manna Food Bank is a big source of food for us, as well as farmers and growers in the community. And then we have partnerships with the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina or others in the community who are providing opportunities for us and financial support for us.
It's WNCW's Friday feature. We're talking about Bounty and Soul out of Black Mountain, what they are doing to help their region, and also getting ready to talk a little bit about another event they're going to be responsible for that's taking place tomorrow. Our guest, by the way, is Bruce Ganger, who's the executive director. Bruce, let's now get to Veg Out. A great way for families to spend some time on their Saturday. So we hope they'll keep this in mind. Provide us with some details.
Yeah, it's going to be, tomorrow's going to be a great day. The weather's going to be beautiful. It'll be a great time to come out to a lovely venue in Black Mountain at Pisgah Brewing Company. This is our second annual Veg Out event. It starts from 1 o'clock till 6 o'clock. We'll have some bands and some live music, kid-friendly, family-friendly events. So there'll be Bounce House. There'll be the Leaf Rider will be there. There'll be some other activities going on. The Yoga Service Movement is going to conduct yoga classes at 2, 3, and 4 o'clock. Those are free to everybody who can come out. There'll be a lot of music. Of course, the great beer from Pisgah Brewing. Farm Defender Food Truck will be there to provide some really terrific, nutritious food. And then folks can come out and learn a little bit more about Bounty and Soul. And the proceeds from the event go to us. It is our large fundraiser of the year. The weather's certainly going to cooperate, and the venue's a great one, so come on out and join us.
Who will be providing some of that live music?
The bands that are going to be there are, we're really excited about the three bands that are coming. We have Chalwa that is coming, the Paper Crowns, and then a group called Little Pisgah, which features members from Brushfire Stankgrass. So it's a nice gathering of different kinds of music and different folks to come out and help us, and we're excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Remind everybody again tomorrow the times for Veg Out, the location, and so on.
Sure. It starts at 1 o'clock, goes until 6 o'clock at Pisgah Brewing Company in Black Mountain. And again, all the proceeds go to Bounty and Soul. So we're looking forward to having a big crowd. There'll be plenty of beer. There'll be a lot of food. There'll be a lot of fun in a beautiful setting.
If someone out there wants to find out more about Bounty and Soul, maybe become a volunteer or get involved, how could they do so?
The best way to get involved, the easiest way to get involved is to go to our website, which is Bounty and Soul, S-O-U-L, bountyandsoul.org, and make a donation. For every dollar that's donated to Bounty and Soul or tomorrow at Veg Out, every dollar that we raise will allow us to provide 3 to 4 days of fresh produce and health and wellness classes to people who participate in our markets. We are always looking for volunteers because the need is expanding. Demand for our work and our services is expanding in the community. And then also just is a way to come out and participate in our markets and see the work in action. You see the work in action and you meet the people that are struggling to kind of connect everything in their lives once a week, so we can always use help.
Thank you so much for coming to our studios.
Paul, thank you very much.
Bruce Ganger of Bounty and Soul. This is Paul Foster for WNCW, and remember, Friday Feature Podcasts are at WNCW.org.